My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610, Lopez, Fig, myself, Reginald Adetula.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go.
I know.
I thought you were gonna go law firm.
I bailed out. I got afraid. I was out there on the edge, and I was like, should I jump? And then I stepped back. But we appreciate you hanging out with us on a Thirsty Thursday, an hour until we hand it off to the drive, where they are going to be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. So make sure that you go out and hang out with those fine fellas, get you something to sip on, and enjoy some wings. Again, Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball with Clint and Ron of the drive on a Sports Radio 610 Thirsty Thursday. But we got some interesting news and some important news, good news, mind you, when it comes to your Texans in the center position, where this was looking like it was going to be a real problem. And I guess you're not entirely out of the woods necessarily, even though we got this news, that news being that your guys, Juice Scruggs, mm-hmm. Jarrett Patterson, both your starting and backup centers on the depth chart after not practicing on Wednesday, which was yesterday, both of them practicing today, which is good. It's because I think the alternative was going to be you would have to run Kendrick Green out there, at center, which with all due respect to Kendrick Green, that's a tough proposition to then again have another reshuffling of your offensive line in a situation like was being posed against the Texans in Week 3.
No, Kendrick has played. Kendrick has played inside. He's done, started some games here, but he's not Juice. I actually, you know, and again, this is all due respect to Jarrett Patterson, but we know what they look like when Juice Scruggs was the center. Yeah. I know what I saw during training camp in the preseason from Juice Scruggs. I've said it probably too many times. I think he's really, really good, and he's going to be even better. So what I'm excited about is Juice. If Juice can get on the field, and I almost said Juice is loose, but if Juice can get on the field and perform. I mean, how big is that? I mean, with Cam Akers, presumably, because that's the other part of this that's so important. Yesterday, you know, the two running backs, Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon, didn't practice. They didn't practice today either.
Yeah, and
so
I think
that's big.
That's one of the things that's going to be huge is we can talk about the pass protection, and we will, because that's going to be a huge thing. But the ability to go and run block and get to the second level is going to be really important because with no shade to Jarrett Patterson, he had some instances where getting up to the next level of blocking did not look as good as you would want it to be in Week 2. Juice Scruggs did a solid job of that in Week 1 with, again, the caveat and the understanding that they have allowed a lot of rush yards, and maybe, just maybe, that was a little bit, at least in part, about the Colts defense not being as strong against the run as we had previously expected.
Yeah.
But Yeah, man, I'd much rather have Juice Scruggs out there with the ability to maybe run block a little bit if you are going to have other running backs besides Joe Mixon. And even if you did have Joe Mixon, you want the best opportunity of run blocking. But having that optimal offensive line to try and create some space would be huge. But, I mean, the number one thing that's going to be necessary, run game is nice, but it feels like this is going to be a lean on the pass a little bit more situation. And so... Yeah. D'Amico Ryans, and this is cut 10 here, Fig, was asked about what the coaching points were for pass protection against this Minnesota defense with all the pressure that they bring.
For sure. Our key to success this week will be our protection. We understand the problems that they present. Many different looks. You know, you just have to trust your rules. Everybody has to communicate well up front and be on it. Make sure we have a hat on a hat. But our success hinges on the protection this week.
Communication, you know, that falls on Juice, too. He being C.J. Stroud, is much more familiar with him, you know, at the center position and in the pass protection. I mean, look, I don't mean to be sounding like I'm dumping on Jarrett Patterson. I'm not. I just think Juice can be that big of a factor.
Yeah,
you know.
And again, like with the starter, they're going to have more of those opportunities in that place. And one of the things that I was talking about with you earlier in the week is just the idea that, hey man, some of the miscues that you've seen offensive line wise feel like they're communications ones, and like setting the protection and those types of things. And I do wonder how much of that is like what responsibility between the center and the quarterback in setting those things. And I, in order to make sure that all those things are together, I'd much rather have, you know, CJ and Juice there, you know, getting more, I guess, experience together in that regard, and more. More of your first line of defense on making sure that everything is proper there, and so that giving yourself the best chance to succeed.
And they're basically. And they're used to it together. The whole story going into the season is, man, we're finally going to see the entire offensive line, you know, working together. Now, I know Laremy Tunsil took a lot of days off during training camp, but he's Laremy Tunsil, and with this group, they've done it a lot now. They've done it a lot now playing together, and I'm talking about the zone blocking scheme as much as anything. Like they know how to, you know, the whole five fingers in a glove thing. I mean, they know how to do it. The other thing is, I don't think people fully understand or appreciate how few reps a backup center or a third team center gets with the first team.
Yeah,
like because of NFLPA rules and limits on practice and all that stuff, they might get, like, I wouldn't be surprised if during training camp, once they had the first team all out there and they were in pads and everything, like, Patterson didn't get more than five snaps with the first team offensive line. And so that's as much as anything.
Yeah, and with that being the case, D'Amico was asked yesterday, before we got a little bit more clarity on will they, won't they, on the practicing for Juice and Jarrett, he was asked how important practice time is for Juice Scruggs before the game on Sunday.
Yeah, we would love to get Juice out there and get some time, you know, with all these different looks that they're presenting. So, you know, and for me, right, you have to practice well to play well in the game. So it's very important to try to get out and practice.
I mean, simply put, but it's an important message, and it's, I mean, a reminder that, hey, man, when it comes to Sunday, sometimes we think it's just like the ability that these guys have, like, get that preparation time ahead of in that week matters a good amount. It's one of the reasons why you get so mad if a team comes out and kind of gets shellacked, is like they were not properly prepared. This is a defense you got to prepare for. There's a lot of things that they're throwing at you. So having a level of I've seen this before, right? Having some familiarity that you can build during the course of the week in actual tangible reps, as opposed to like mental reps sitting on the sideline or whatever.
Yeah,
you imagine is going to be super helpful. And I mean, if you did not just imagine that, I imagine hearing the head coach tell you that also further, you know, solidifies that perspective.
Well, especially against Flores, Brian Flores, because he is somewhat unique in some of the crazy stuff. They all disguise. They all try to make looks, you know, different on different quarterbacks. But he is, you know, acknowledged as one of these guys that can really change things up. And if all five offensive linemen aren't out there seeing the scout team, you know, emulating those looks or imitating those looks, it matters. It matters. And this is not a little thing. You're like, oh, wait, man, what are you talking about centers for? Because it is that important.
Yeah.
For this offense in this game.
Yeah. So super excited to see that both Scruggs and Patterson practicing today. I imagine that would lead into them practicing again tomorrow. And hopefully both of them set to go for Sunday, but most importantly is having Juice Scruggs there and having your full complement of offensive line. If for no other reason, also, I would like to get another data point on what this offensive line looks like, especially run blocking.
And the run game.
Right, and the run game also, right? Because I think that's been a very quick pendulum shift, right? From week one where we're like, ooh, is this a possibility?
Man, they're awesome.
Right?
The Colts stink.
Right. And so where in between those two perspectives does this offensive line where do they actually fall? What running-wise can you expect going forward? I'd like to get a little bit more insight into that this week against the Vikings.
I mean, when we came in on Monday after the Colts game, I was just like giddy. Like, man, if they run like this, holy moly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the freaking Green Bay Packers ran twice as much in the first half.
Yeah.
They had over 200 yards rushing in the first half.
Josh Jacobs looked like a menace, right? Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe we were a little quick on the trigger there.
And I thought I was trying to keep it a little bit within the realm of reasonability, right?
I wasn't.
Like, I was like, all right, but if it keeps looking like this, this is a high watermark in some ways, but if it keeps looking like that and they're
Saquon who?
Yeah, very quickly was like that. That if is not a reasonable way to think about this. But yeah, obviously centers back in practice going to be huge to see what they're able to bring back to pass protection and really the run game going forward. If you'll allow me to go backwards a little bit to Sunday, I found this piece of audio to be very interesting. Cole Kmet, who is the tight end for the Chicago Bears. If you remember, there was a play where he got jacked up by Jalen Petrie, and the flag came out. And I remember were you still in the box at that point? Mm-hmm. I think you in the press box. All of us were looking at each other like, ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. Should that be a penalty? And ultimately, the flag was picked up and waved off. Cole Kmet was talking about that hit that Jalen Petrie laid on him.
I did try to sell it for a little bit because it wasn't like a head-to-head thing, but I mean, he got me clean. That was a clean hit.
Yeah.
And then got to the ground, and I did have to take a second because I was like, whew, man, that was quite the hit there. And they did throw the flag initially, then they ended up picking it back up. But
to answer your question, somebody would have had to probably carry me to the plane to get home. That was a good hit.
It was a good hit. It was a clean hit.
Cole, where does that rank as far as hardest hits you've taken in your career?
That's probably the hardest. Now, that being said, I was like fully relaxed. Not that I wasn't expecting it, but I was more focused on catching the football. So like you're not like tensing your body up.
It wouldn't have mattered.
That was courtesy of CHGO, the Chicago Bears podcast that they have there. Hey, man, you don't have to try and qualify it on the back end. It could just be the hardest hit that you've gotten, Cole Kmet. You know, yeah, but I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't looking, though. Like, if it was a fair one, you know what I mean? It wouldn't have been that hard.
They're always ready, too.
Yeah, come on, dude.
They know what's happening when they're in that part of the field. He was running from the middle of the field to the sideline.
You know
what's coming.
Well, John, you got to remember, it's a different league. You're thinking back to when over the middle meant something.
Yeah.
Right? Going over the middle was a death witch in
Jack
some ways.
Jack Ham, Daryl LaMonica, even though I know he was a quarterback. I'm just saying.
All right, Mel Kiper.
A lot today.
All right, go ahead. You want to name any other?
Yeah, all those guys.
All right. But yeah, I found that to be interesting. Shout out to Jalen Petrie, right? Like that physicality. Obviously, we talked about that particular moment and other moments. It is fun to know that, like, not just that, like, a dude who is a secondary player for a tight end was like, yeah, hardest hit that I've gotten, right?
And Kmet is not a small person.
No, he is not.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool to see that. Another validation of the physicality and swarm nature.
And credit to him.
Yeah.
Kmet for saying, that was it. I got de-cleated.
Yeah.
I got smoked.
It does feel like dudes.
they try to act all macho or whatever.
There's a couple of classes of guys that are like.
That's a good hit.
Some guys that are just like, no matter what, I don't necessarily want to give my opponent any respect.
Exactly.
And then I personally enjoy the dudes that are just letting it fly. And I think this falls back to Fig when we were talking about in the mixtape, like the podcast, the player podcast, like Jeff Teague, who just get out here. He does not feel like the need to make himself look good. He'll talk about all the times that he got dropped or what have you. And it's just more fun this way.
Who was that said, I'm not going to lie, I got cooked?
Oh, that was Adrian Broner.
That's basically what Kmet did.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm getting cooked.
Speaking of podcast stuff, this audio, and I know that Payne Pendergast played it earlier today as well, right? This was some audio from CJ being mic'd up that wasn't about Caleb Williams, as that has been what's gotten a lot. It was with the defensive back.
Johnson?
Jalen Johnson, who is, I mean, a pro bowler, all pro, in fact, if I remember correctly. Very good cornerback. He had been on the Richard Sherman podcast and talked about some of the ways that he played various things, right, when it came to a play. I'm not Seth Payne. I'm not going to break it down in that way. However, apparently CJ had watched that podcast as well, had something to say to him about it.
Stop telling your secrets on Richard Sherman podcast, dude.
What you mean?
The palms, look. You ain't slick, brother. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me.
I love that.
I love that he was just like having a conversation casually in the between plays.
I feel like that happened more than we probably give it credit for. Because, I mean, we like.
But it sounded like a podcast.
Yeah.
Stop telling your secrets on Richard Sherman podcast, dude.
What you mean?
The palms, look. You ain't slick, brother. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me.
Oh, man, but I feel like that, like we see a little bit of this in like baseball in some ways when, you know, between pitches, you just have a guy on first base right next to the or a second or whatever.
And they're chatting it
up. And they're just chatting it up. I feel like this probably happens more than we give it credit for, huh?
It was weird. So. It was, to me, it sounded like they were on a podcast in the middle of a game. like you know, anyway, but it also kind of spoke to like, and maybe I'm reading too much. CJ Stroud's cool.
CJ's preparedness.
He's cool. He's at preparedness, but really he was just like, I saw the podcast.
Like, you got to hear these WNBA players mic'd up.
Buddy.
They be wilding. Yeah. Talking crazy. Oh, my God. You can't even, honestly, we couldn't even play it over the air. How wild they be talking.
You want a hot take? Uh-oh. A hot WNBA take?
Oh, boy.
Okay. This like smoking, places. Piping, burn, scald you. Hot take.
I want to go ahead and put out a disclaimer that John Lopez and the opinions of John Lopez don't speak for everyone in the loop.
I don't know if y'all are going to agree or not. The WNBA is more physical than the NBA.
He's on fire!
As of now, probably.
Right?
I think. I always
they
thought
get
that.
After
though.
It, man.
No, I always thought that. That's why I had an issue with people complaining about Caitlin Clark getting, you know.
They get after it, dude.
I'm just like, man, all of them be scrappy.
Yeah, I think it's that with the Caitlin Clark thing, it's like a juxtaposition thing where it's a pretty physical league and she is not a physical player, and that's not to say like knock her down at all. She's an incredible ball handler, passer, scorer, all those things, right? Very, very good player. But she's not a physical player.
Right.
And so when that physicality got matched, and look, there was people that was gunning for, right? Like that's kind of what happens when you're a player of a certain caliber, I imagine. But so you had all that, plus she had a little bit of a flopper. She's selling, right? Which is cool.
Oh,
I understand.
No,
that's the game.
All I'm saying is that
it's physical.
A lot of eyes.
Brittany Griner post up,
dude. A lot of eyes.
It's not Brittany Griner. Alyssa Thomas is the one. She be out here throwing ladies on that.
Yeah. That's right.
No, I think recently it was Brittany Griner, and I think it was
Rekia Jackson.
Yeah,
man, they was sitting there about to post up. Yeah. Like they put up big dukes. Yeah. I'm like,
wow. Hey, honestly. At most levels, if you go like age appropriate, like especially like girls basketball compared to boys basketball in like schools, it always feels like it's just
they
a little
get after
physical,
it.
Man.
And the thing is, not to bring this whole thing up, but it's because of Caitlin Clark that more eyes are recognizing this. You know,
yeah.
Like I didn't watch. Come on, how much of WNBA did I watch? You know, pretty much zero. But now I'm like, well, look at this. Look at this.
They scrappy, man.
They are
very scrappy. Very scrappy. All right. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next in about this time to get a little bit of the Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what we got?
Man, so I got to talk to you guys about common inconveniences that should have been solved by now in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And some reboots from TV shows, movies. And I want to know, do we need it or keep it?
Okay. All that sounds great. And we'll discuss it further next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's Figgy Fig holding it down on a thirsty Thursday. Before we get to some need it or keep it moments with the reboots coming up, I gotta say, man, I feel so bad for Bryce Young, man.
Was it real? I thought it might have been fake.
I think it's legit. I think so.
Wait, what are we talking about being real or fake here?
So Dave Canales,
yes,
spoke to the media, and apparently Bryce Young was running scout team and said he had a terrific practice running scout team.
Yeah, he's running the scout team for the defense. He had a fantastic day just playing quarterback there, driving the guys and making sure that we're attacking the defense and forcing them to be true on their principles.
What are we doing?
I mean, answering the question. See, you doing that thing, right? I think sometimes.
What was the question?
We as the media are unfair, right? Because we pretend like he just came out of nowhere and was like, I just want y'all to know.
No.
Bryce is doing a great job.
Okay, hold on.
He was asked specifically about Bryce. He's like, he did a great job today.
I think the question was something along the lines of, what did you see out of Bryce today? How did he handle not taking first team reps? And he goes to scout team. He was terrific. That's the problem I have.
What was he doing today?
He was running scout team.
He was running the scout. So he looked terrific doing scout team. Like, I don't think, I'm not going to make a lot of that.
should we feel good about this?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you were
an all-pro scout teamer.
If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, are you sitting there like, I feel relieved.
But with that question, was there anything that he was going to say that was going to make people feel relieved?
I don't know if there was.
I just like
Dave Canales going, he had a terrific day on scout team.
That's where he was.
Cool.
He's the backup. He's the backup quarterback. What's the backup quarterback going to do? Run the scout team.
Oh God.
I just feel so bad for Bryce Young at this point, man.
I do too.
I don't think there's anything he can do. I think the best thing for him to do is probably try to get out of there.
Well, speaking of anything he can do, I do feel bad for the folks that are like constantly doing the, hey man, he looks small. He can't do nothing about that.
No, there ain't nothing.
He can't do nothing about that. That is what he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he can still ball. I don't think he's bad because he's short.
Mm-hmm.
but
there's some of these things, because look, we know what football is for quarterbacks at this level. There are some things that, you know, the height definitely is an impediment for us. So like some of that absolutely is hurting him, but I don't think that's the full.
That's not it.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, is he getting his passes batted down constantly? I think he's just in a bad situation. If anything, he's a bad quarterback.
But like, you can run that scout team, boy.
Terrific. Like, you being a jerk now.
No, all he had to do was say he's handled it like a professional, something like that. The question was about how is he handling it, I'm sure. I didn't hear it. But it wasn't like, hey, how did he look on the scout team?
That's where he was.
All right, needed to keep it. So I seen that they're doing a part two to remember this movie, The Passion of Christ.
That's right.
Didn't see it, but yes.
So they
really?
Doing, they
nah, do, I never got to got around to it.
They doing a part two to it. So I guess we need the part two so we can see.
I was about to say something,
ended.
But I feel like that would be considered sacrilege.
I think I'm thinking the same thing.
So I'm gonna make sure to not.
I kind of want to find out what happened in part two.
Yeah, me too. Because it's not in the Bible.
I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, like The Passion of the Christ. I didn't see it, but I'm guessing it's the story of, you know, the Easter and all that stuff. The, you know, and the Easter.
I love this. Keep Easter. Going.
I can't believe what happened after that. Like, I thought they covered everything. Did they not do
that? I thought they covered everything. I seen, like, honestly.
I'm enjoying this so much. I just want to let you cook at this point.
I seen bits and pieces of this.
Like, did they leave a cliffhanger? Like, they left him on the cross? I mean,
did they leave a cliffhanger? It's crazy.
How do you have that's a serious question. How do you have a Passion of the Christ 2?
Yeah, I didn't even think this was a possibility, man.
Like, did you see it?
Yes.
Did they leave him on the cross? Said, hey, man, we're going to do another movie.
I actually don't remember exactly where they ended, but no, that was not. They didn't leave Jesus on a to be continued. No, that was not what happened.
Yeah, they did show the part where he was carrying the cross, though. Like,
yeah,
they showed
absolutely.
That
no, he was crucified in the cross.
Do we need to see a part two to this?
Aren't we living part two?
I don't know, maybe.
Dude, I just went deep on y'all. I just went deep on y'all.
Open your third eye, kid.
Yeah.
But some more things that are being rebooted. This one I did not ask for, man. Matlock.
Oh, the TV show. Yeah, yeah. They do have
TV show,
a new Matlock.
Yeah, so.
Who is? Oh,
Kathy
man.
Bates.
There we go. That's right. Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
I just don't trust, like. I don't really trust very much broadcast television right now anyways. Especially, I believe that's a CBS show, and I'm like, hey, man, it's not the same.
My thing is,
it don't hit the same, not nearly.
Who was asking for that?
Oh, man, CBS, like, man, CBS loves Matt trying to bring us the same vibes. Didn't, I mean, and just broadcast in general, like, we are in the era of, you know, redoing things and utilizing IP all
we're
over.
We're out of
again.
Ideas, is what you're saying.
And so, I think there's ideas out there. Are we willing to take the leap in order to try out new ideas and see what works, or just go to something that we know has worked in the past that we'll get people in on just off of the curiosity of it. But I mean, they remade was it Miami Vice or what? No, Hawaii 5-0. Like, they remade all sorts of things. I expect nothing less.
I don't need Matlock.
Yeah,
Matlock is great though.
It was great, but I don't need it.
I think honestly, you could watch the old Matlock and be fine. I think that's
wasn't there a reboot of MacGyver that was good? I didn't see it, but like MacGyver, I'm here for.
Rebooting everything, to be honest. And I got some more stuff. They go apparently.
Now I'm wondering if Matlock holds up.
Yeah,
am I going to go home and watch Matlock on a Thursday in the year of our Lord 2024?
I wasn't even watching it then, man. That was definitely,
it was all right. It was good,
man. That was. The video NyQuil, man. For me.
See, some of y'all on the text line right now, getting off your Passion of the Christ 2 jokes. I just want you to know, I'm not reading them on air to protect you, but I am noticing and I am appreciating. Just wanted to say that.
A couple more reboots that are in the talks, or I guess having that conversation. Frasier.
Oh, are you down for a Frasier reboot? It's been rebooted, and I've watched it.
Is it good?
Excellent.
Is it good?
Yes. Okay. I highly recommend.
All right.
Yeah.
What about a reboot? Now, they did this before, but a reboot of the X-Files.
I thought they did that.
They did it a couple years ago, but it only lasts like 2 years. But I think they're trying to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I'm good on X-Files. Yeah, I'm good on X-Files.
What about this one?
X-Files feels like one that you should just go run back the first one.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. It look a little cheesy, but I think it's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
What about King of the Hill?
Yeah, they talked about that.
For sure.
I would love to see.
Because no one's going to age.
Yeah, with
no one's gonna.
Now
act,
one person,
100%.
Now one person did. That was one of the voices. I can't remember which one, but one of them passed away.
They've done that with the Simpsons. They've got new voices on.
I don't think
half
that's gonna
character.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna make.
No, that
a huge
I'm in
difference.
On that. Yeah, okay. I'm in on that.
What about
what's her name? I'm trying to remember. It's Brittany Murphy. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the this one I'm not really a fan of rebooting. Although I would like to see a reunion for this one, but Married with Children.
That'd be a good reunion show. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm wondering what the new take on that would be.
Because it has to be them. That you can only associate Married with Children with them.
I feel like the only thing they could do, to be honest, since everybody is older, is try to bring everybody. Yeah. Kind of how they did with Fuller House, where they just kind of bring the original cast in and they spend it off to the kids that we have no idea who they are and don't really care about them.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right on that 100%. Man, these Passion of the Christ 2 lines are hilarious.
There are definitely some in there. There are definitely some in there.
All right, some daily inconveniences that you still can't believe haven't been solved. I got a couple of them. I want you to be thinking of some. 713-572-4610. I ran across this one. I really don't use my wife do all the cooking, so this don't really bother me, but somebody said it has to be a better way to package flour.
Oh, because it gets everywhere. It gets everywhere.
And then once you open it, there's not really a great way to.
Like, and it's always on the outside of the bag.
And why do they put flour in that? Like, you can't put it in a Ziploc bag.
I never thought of that. There has to be.
It's been years.
Can't you put it in like a canister or something? Like, do you do oatmeal or, you know, like something like that? I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess I had not thought about that, but I definitely got a bag of flour right now in a larger bag, resealable bag.
You have to wipe your hands on your pants
every
after
time
you put it down.
Every time.
That's what I got the kitchen towels for. You just do a little bit of that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. Christina Applegate is going through a little bit of a tough time. That might be tough for the Married with Children.
Yeah. All right. What about this one? Being able to successfully clean the inside of a windshield.
Without pulling a muscle or dislocating your shoulder?
Yeah, or just looking awkward, man.
You get the little splotches where you missed?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I feel like the answer for that is, like, have the ability to pay someone to do it. Just like, hey, detail the whole thing. Get all that. Because if you bend over backwards just trying to get in
there. But a lot of times you're just at the car wash. Like, you know what? I'm going to put some, you know, window cleaner on. And there's always, like,
it really is impossible.
Yeah. It's very impossible.
Yes.
What about this? This one touched my soul right here. The poor audio quality at fast food speakers.
Yeah, man. Why?
Why we still got that?
Why
you still got that speaker from 1962?
Everyone does it. Everyone has bad speakers. I'm like, what? Like, sorry, pardon? Excuse me?
And the worst part is you feel bad asking a few times. After a couple times, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You feel bad making them repeat themselves, but you can't hear.
No, you can't hear.
I think that the one place that do have the best quality when it comes to like the drive-through speaker is Starbucks. They got great quality. They actually have a full blown screen where and inside, a lot of people don't know this, but you supposed to have the screen on where you can see the cashier.
Okay.
They can see you. I'm saying that
sounds like too much.
I'm saying we because I used to work there.
Ah.
And we can see y'all ordering whatever coffee and giving us attitudes and all that stuff. Like we can actually see
rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
I always assume that when I pull up that they got some level of spy equipment happening.
Yeah.
So I think technically they supposed to have the camera on, but don't nobody cut the camera on.
Yeah.
But, shout out to the 281. Why doesn't HEB have any tap to pay type options with like Apple Pay or something like that? Like why is
I didn't
that?
Know they didn't I hadn't
they
noticed.
Don't and it's mildly annoying, not actually annoying, but just enough to be like,
it's really annoying.
You gonna really make me take my card out right now?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay,
what about this one? Elevators need an option to press the a floor button the second time to cancel.
Yes, which apparently they do in Korea. Like, apparently Koreans have that stock and standard, but in the US we're just like, well, you're going to that floor then. Like, but I want to go to another.
Oh, that's
sorry, you're going to all these ones.
You're like, man, damn, I hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
And now you looking like a fool.
And then somebody else gets on.
You're just standing there.
Yeah, somebody else gets on and they think you're the a-hole.
All right. A couple more real quick. The hard shell taco packaging.
Yeah, instead of getting the crumbs. Now, they have done those flat bottom ones. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are better. I don't know if it's, you know.
What about the packaging, though? Like the actual, the way they package it.
I have no idea how hard shell tacos are packaged because I do not.
They all come in like a stack.
Oh, I buy them all the time. That's a great little midweek meal. Make some taco meat.
Is that a thing for people in the community judging the hard shell taco?
Judging it?
Yeah.
Like,
because it's not the soft shell.
Oh, maybe, taco. but you go into it with an open mind. This is going to be an HEB or whatever taco. It's not going to be something that's going to be, you know, knocking your socks off, homemade or whatever. But yeah, no, it's good.
Okay.
What about the way they package cereal? Because I think the cereal bag should have a zipper to it.
And you got to put I put a clip on mine because I eat cereal just about every day. And it is very, very frustrating.
Yeah. There it is. All right. I was asking if there was judgment. There comes a text that says, that's a brown person, Lopez, shaking my head.
Uh-oh.
I guess eating the hard shell tacos.
Get over yourself.
Lopez is whiteified.
Get over yourself. like I guarantee you, hand to God, I guarantee you that person has bought hundreds of taco shells and made
you gotta make
crispy,
your own
crispy taco. Yeah, if you're not
you gotta make your
you're
own.
Not grinding the corn on a Wednesday night because you feel like tacos, you're not a
a real Hispanic.
Hispanic card.
Gotta make it from scratch.
Get the hell out of here. I got one.
Okay.
I got one that you were talking about. You know, what daily inconvenience that you still cannot believe has not been solved, Figgy. Plastic wrap. Like, you know, Saran wrap or whatever. I've said this in the past. We can put a person on the moon. Literally. But we can't make a Saran wrap, plastic wrap, you know, paper cutter or whatever that doesn't make it all awkward. I mean, it always rolls up.
Yeah.
Put your arm down.
You got to hold it. I have two people here. Hold it right there while I cut it. And even those things with the little slider cutter, they get all scrunched up on one side. I just want a piece of plastic wrap that'll cover, you know, my plate when I want it covered and will stick.
I mean, that's fair.
Is that asking too much?
It is mildly inconvenient.
It is more than mildly
inconvenient. You've nailed the nailed the assignment here.
My last one is the way they package bacon. Once you open it, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you got to cook it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yes, I'm eating 12 slices of bacon tonight, right? Yep. Like, that's... In this scenario I just set up, I'm eating breakfast for dinner, by the way.
It's a wrap, but it's not plastic wrap.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there. Yep, that's all I got, fellas. Figgy Smith State.
I'm so mad at them for not making bacon easier. Not that hard. Why are we doing this?
You would think.
No, it's big bacon. They want you to buy more bacon is what's happening. They know what time it is.
Or how about the hot dog buns? They sell less of the hot dog buns than the actual hot dogs.
Yeah, why are these not in the same quantity?
So you always had two hot dogs left.
Oh, that's a strategy there.
That is.
Yeah.
I guess someone's just going to cut those things up and put them as mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, yeah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All right, anyways. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it 120 every weekday here. In the Loop. And coming up next, we're gearing up to hand it off to Clint and Ron, who are hanging out at the Buffalo Wild Wings and Tomball. But before we do that, does it feel like this game against the Vikings will be on CJ Stroud's shoulders? I'll tell you why. I'll let John tell you why he believes that to be the case. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Damn, Ocho, why you got six fantasy football teams? What's the right amount of fantasy football
teams? Two.
That feels fair.
Right?
I'm amazed by the people that have the time and inclination and wherewithal. And also, like, just, I don't know, like, disposition to root for that many fantasy teams.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I was struggling with two.
Yeah, two's about all I can muster.
I bring that up, one, to just, again, point to Ocho having a whole bunch of teams, but also to remind you, Thursday night football happening tonight. Go ahead and get your lineups ready. Go ahead and get your picks in if you have a league like a pick'em like that so that you don't have that lock on you and you don't miss. That's a public service announcement. You are welcome. Also, worth noting, at practice, we got some updates with your Texans, and just circling back around, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, still did not practice again today after not practicing yesterday. They have one more day to practice, and I mean, at this point, it seems like Cam Akers is gearing up to be RB1 for Sunday versus the Vikings. In addition to that, Juice Scruggs, Jarrett Patterson, they did practice today, And so, you know, barring setbacks, it does look like you'll have Juice Scruggs back in the lineup starting at center for your Texans. And also, Azeez Al-Shaair, who was limited yesterday with a shin injury, mm-hmm. also practice today. So all those things, there's some good, there's some bad within that, but at least you have a little bit more clarity on what this team looks like and what we'll be dealing with on Sunday in Minnesota versus the Vikings. All right, let's turn to this before we hand off to our boys in Tomball right now at the Buffalo Wild Wings. John, you feel pretty confident. All right, let me not put words in your mouth. How confident do you feel about this idea that this might be a day where CJ Stroud on Sunday has to put the team on his shoulders?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be that day, but I am very much confident that it has to be that way for the Texans to win.
Mm.
Like, the CJ Stroud has to carry the team. And that's not something that D'Amico wants to hear. That's not something that, you know, you want to make a habit of. You know, if he doesn't play great, it ain't going to happen. No, what I'm saying is, like, you look at what's facing them, and you just went through some of the injuries. You're missing your starting running back and ostensibly your backup running back, even though I think most of us think Cam Akers was going to be getting most of the snaps anyway. But you're missing two running backs. Your offensive line, your center position is – at minimum going to be coming off an injury,
right?
You know, at minimum, if not hobbled. You're facing a team that has, oh, I don't know, a really good pass rush and a really good secondary, really experienced secondary. So they're gonna feast, you know, if you don't carry the team. And I think the reason I also feel like CJ Stroud has to do this, not because it you know, He needs to for aesthetics or anything like that. I think this is the type of game where, you know, you can separate yourself from teams that are pretender, might be a little bit strong, but teams that are not in your class, we think. You know, we think that the Vikings shouldn't be in the Texans class with Sam Darnold as the quarterback as opposed to CJ Stroud. I think this is where you prove it. I think CJ Stroud, all the elements are there. Running game's going to be a big ask, even though I have more confidence in Cam Akers. Offensive line's a little bit hobbled. You're in one of, if not the loudest stadium in the NFL. That's what great quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
That's what great quarterbacks do.
This is where we begin to build legend.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, for those folks that have looked at CJ Stroud and thought that's potential for MVP type situations.
Yeah.
This is where you begin to make that case, is where you don't have nearly as much as at least is usually available to you with running game, mm-hmm. and those types of things. And I guess, to be fair, a lot of people came into the season not expecting to have all that robust of a running game. Yeah, this is where you can make some things shake against the Vikings defense that through 2 weeks has proven themselves to be very good, mm-hmm. both in the pass game and against the run game. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And I'm also interested to see if and how Bobby Slowik is able to make that just as easy as he can, right? And, of course, that's with the understanding that this is not the easiest game in general, right? I don't know exactly how easy you can make this, but CJ Stroud has a task ahead of him, but I think the beautiful thing is that he is more than capable of handling that task.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Bobby Slowik, because I think part of CJ Stroud having that kind of game is on Bobby Slowik. And actually, CJ was talking about that just yesterday.
Well, it's not a culture, boy. They let me play, man. Slow does a good job of just, he always says, man, I just want to let you go out there and be you. And I don't think I'll stop doing it or start doing it more. I'll just be myself, man, trying to make plays.
Let CJ eat. Is basically what we're looking for here, and as it pertains to Bobby Slowik, like we talked about his first quarter and a half play calling, how impressive it looked, and then they kind of reined it in a little bit.
Yeah, when you have that opening script of,
yeah,
what is it,
yeah,
20-30 plays, it's already, yeah, not that long.
Large part because 10, the Bears, plays, Bears were playing better too. I think Bobby Slowik kind of that might have been an eye opening moment for him too, because CJ was at his best during those moments when they were doing those types of things. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't, you know, if they win this like they did against the Bears, you know, for that matter, the Colts. But I think in order for them to win this one in that environment against that defense, CJ's got to do what great quarterbacks do.
Yeah, and I mean, look, there's a acknowledgement that he has the possibility, if not is already on the path or near being a great quarterback, is a head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, was talking about CJ Stroud.
First and foremost, the thing that stands out the most is his arm talent. I mean, this guy is making throws in and out of the pocket that the list, you know, if you make a list of the guys capable of making some of the throws, it's not going to be a very long list that CJ makes. And then I think he's got, it's never, ever seems too big for him. From the first time he went out there to now, he seems incredibly prepared. So he's obviously got a great process throughout the week. The experience of playing and leading that team is only making him, you know, more comfortable in his role. And then, you know, I just think he's a guy that played in a lot of big games, been coached really well there. I know Gerard's doing a great job with the quarterbacks there in Houston. And I just, you know, I can't say enough about what shows up to me on tape. I mean, I've been like everybody else. If it's on TV, we're not playing. I've seen him make a lot of big-time throws and plays and games. But then when you dive into the tape and you see the snap-in and snap-out impact he has, it's pretty remarkable for such a young player.
And that's why I think it's highly possible that he does have that kind of game against even this great defense. All due respect to Brock Purdy, who has gone places that C.J. Stroud has not, but with a pretty damn good team. I don't know if Kevin O'Connell is as afraid of Brock Purdy as he is C.J. Stroud.
And rightfully so. Yeah. Now, Ronald brings up on the YouTube, don't forget, Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., Stingley are also playing. They should be on their shoulders as well. I think that we've gotten to a place where, and pretty early on, that I think there's a level of comfort with what this defense does. But, I mean, yeah, the defense absolutely is going to have their role to play in making it tough on Sam Darnold in particular, but on the Vikings offense in general, especially with Justin Jefferson, who, you know, poses quite a threat. I think you feel great about their ability to handle that in some ways.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, by the way, a little side note. You heard Kevin O'Connell talk about Gerard Johnson there, who used to work with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. Gerard's brother is the strength coach. So it's going to be Gerard against his brother on Sunday.
Okay. So I Marquise. Imagine they're going to have to get dinner, and then they'll have an opportunity to try and get some bragging rights on Sunday. Now let's head out to Tomball, where our guys are at Buffalo Wild Wings getting ready for a thirsty Thursday. Fellas, how you feeling?
We're good here, man, and we continue this tour, baby. Oh, I see y'all on the screens in here. Not the big TV, Lopez. I know that disappoints you.
We're working on
it. But you are there. I'm looking right at you. Figgy, very colorful, as always. Fresh braids done, as I see there from Ridge. But, no, man, it's a good time out here. A lot of things to hook people up. We got a lot of people in the building. They should, if they haven't, sign their name and put their name in here, because you got a chance to win tickets to the Jags and the Texans game. All you got to do is sign your name, and we'll draw your name. You got to be here, though. That'll be doing in the 5 o'clock hour. Now we see people ain't too proud. They marching up here.
There you go.
We got a couple of $25 Visa gift cards as well. You got a chance to win this. It's like a cooler and a lawn chair in one. Right there, and you got a chance to get hooked up with that there. Hang out. Come on out. If you're in these streets riding on your way up here, come on out here, sign your name, put it in the raffle box. And please, if you don't want to piss off Clint, don't sign your name five or six times and put it in a raffle.
Well, I've never understood that. We got a raffle going on, and a grown ass man or grown ass woman will stand up there and put their name in a raffle box four times, and like nobody's watching. Hey, Lopez, I'm talking about look dead at us and go, out one and drop it in there and look dead at us. Fill out another one, drop it in. I want to be like, hey man, it's a chair and a cooler, man. Chill out. I mean, it ain't a cure for cancer. Just chill out a little bit.
Hey man, ain't nothing like some free now. And some tickets and a Bud Light tailgate wristband.
I mean, no, you got to be in a bad spot. You're going to cheat in a raffle. Damn.
Hey, I've seen billionaires courtside at Rockets games go crazy for a T-shirt.
Free T-shirt. Yeah. Nothing like free a free T-shirt.
Thank you for your service.
As long as it's equal opportunity.
Well, this is true.
I mean, come on. We can't. If I put five my name in there five times in one, I'd feel bad about it.
That took a lot of heart to wear that Ian Kinsler jersey in here, I tell you that. that throwback Ian Kinsler jersey right there. That took a lot of heart. Ooh, boy, no. It's going to be a fun time. Get on out here. We'll be out here till 2 to 6 having some fun and getting you ready for the Astros and the Texans.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.